This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free here. Control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, we got more on the Brexit, which the gears have slowly begun to turn on this, the idea of Great Britain or the UK leaving the European Union. And we'll get back into that story here when we get a chance. Your calls and thoughts, though, come first. Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first on Skype, and then we'll approve you, and then you'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Amos is on the line in New York. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live. Ironically, in a town apparently called Freedom, New York.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. Hey, yeah, that is pretty funny because I had to put that out there because I figured you'd find it ironic.
Because you're in the number 50th of the 50 states in the rankings of freedom, New York State.
Yeah.
Number 50 by a mile, like way less free than number 49, California.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out here. Yeah, you know, and I like guns too, and it kind of stinks around here now. They passed all these new laws and stuff, so.
Oh, that's too bad. Here in New Hampshire, there's a new law that says you can carry a gun anytime you want, as long as you're not a felon or somehow prohibited from having one, like domestic violence. So pretty much anybody can conceal carry without asking permission here in New Hampshire. So we're moving in the in a good direction there. Anyway, go ahead with why you're calling tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I did see that. But, I was actually just talking about, I just want to share a story because you guys are like techie guys. But I was listening to this podcast, and this guy called in, and he was playing a game with his kid, and he has one of these Google Home, personal assistants.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so like the Google version of the Amazon Alexa, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So they were playing a video game, father and son, and they were stuck, basically. So the kid proposed. He's like, well, maybe I'll just kill myself, and we'll start the level over from the beginning. So all of a sudden, the Google Home finds in. It's like, hey, you're not alone. Here's the suicide hotline. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy, and it's kind of like makes you reflect on the fact that you don't even know what these things are listening for.
Oh, yeah. They are, they're listening, and they're likely recording a lot of what you say. And who knows who knows who they're sending it to? I know there was a video, and I don't know how legitimate it is, after the whole CIA news broke last week where the
Vault 7.
Yeah, where the CIA, the WikiLeaks released all this information about the CIA's hacking tools that they have, and we could go into that, but we don't have time. But when that information was released, somebody pulled up their Alexa and made a video asking Alexa, you know, do you know what the CIA is? And it, you know, said yes, and then they asked some question like, are you sending information to the CIA? And the Alexa would not answer the question. Now, I don't know if they faked the video, but I thought it was pretty creepy and funny at the same time.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And I saw comments on that video suggesting it was fake, but I don't know how to tell that. So,
well, the only way to know would be to try it out on your Alexa if you have one.
Oh, yeah, I don't. Well, I heard that I saw some journalists took, they kind of were asking Amazon specifically what they're listening to. But I don't know if anybody asked Google, so.
Thanks for the story tonight, Amos. Was there more you wanted to share?
Oh, you know what's actually kind of funny is Sarah from New Mexico, she was talking about red light cameras and how they would make the streets safer out there. And you were pointed out that it was really jaywalkers, so they were really getting hit the most as they were drunk. And I saw an article.
Huh? No, I didn't point that out.
Oh, okay.
I think you were talking. Unless it was speculation.
I think it was a Thursday, and we pulled up some statistics to show that it's pedestrians not using the crosswalk that are the ones that wind up being hit more often, thus driving up. And then there's also, you know, I forget the numbers, but there was a fairly high percentage of pedestrians being hit where alcohol was a factor.
With the pedestrian?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not a surprise there. And also, of course, you know, typically when she brings up red light cameras or when anybody has ever brought up red light cameras, the typical response is, well, that's not what the studies show as far as, like, you know, the idea that they somehow help reduce accidents. In fact, they increase them. And that's why governments, who normally are motivated by money, and that's why they put the red light cameras in the first place, end up taking them out because there's such a drastic pushback from the people who are getting hurt because of these red light cameras. And the studies make it crystal clear that they increase the danger at intersections. They couldn't argue that they, you know, against these studies. They had them dead to rights, and they had to remove those cameras. So that's the most common response you'll hear here on Free Talk Live. Amos, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mustafa. He's on the line where he's in Sierra Leone. Hello, Mustafa.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, good. Good. I guess it's probably the early morning hours over there, right? It's nighttime.
Yeah, it's the nighttime. It's the morning hours now.
Well, good morning to you. What's on your mind tonight? What did you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, guys, I want to share with, like, a serious issue that is, you know, giving us a serious problem in Africa, especially in immigration policy. You know, like, you know, presently I want to make it, you know, to the United States, but, you know, I'm getting a lot of problem with immigration policy.
Are you in, like, a work zone? Is there something going on in the background there? Because it's awfully loud.
Yeah, I get to me now.
Yeah, I can hear you now. As long as the noise doesn't keep going on in the background. Go ahead with what you're saying. Yeah. What's the problem with immigration?
Oh, well, you know, in Sierra Leone, the immigration in Sierra Leone, the U.S. Embassy, you know, is treating us seriously. And, you know, they can't even give us a visa. You know, so when somebody goes there to seek for a visa, you know, they just snub the applicants. And, you know, when sometimes people apply for visa, you know, they don't get it. And at the same time, people pay their money. It's like no refundable again. You know,
oh, God. What are they charging the U.S. government for an application fee?
Well, they charge like $160, you know, poor Sierra Leoneans, poor country like Sierra Leone, you know, asking for $160, and you know, it's so much awful, you know. And
that's a lot of money. What is the average Sierra Leone? What does the average Sierra Leonean make in one day? What is a typical day's wages for a, you know, typical job in Sierra Leone? Is it less than a dollar?
It's less than a dollar. We can't get $1. People cannot live $1 a day. And it's really, really stressful. And presently, we are in austerity measure. We are, you know, presently, people are sick and tired, you know. And always, you know, I'm totally hate government, you know, because, like, these people are killing people slowly. So, like, you know, sometimes, you know, I have an opportunity, you know, last year to make it, but unfortunately they turned me down. So it's really, really stressful, you know, and at the same time, you know, I want to make it again to the States this 2017. And my fear now is for me not to go again and the U.S. turned me down. This is my fear. You know, presently the Trump administrations as well, you know, all those killing us. So, you know, trying to see how we can make it and see maybe, and then that is why, you know, I called so we can have some good support in regards to that. But, you know,
so do you know people who have applied and have been turned down?
Many people. People even go by the Mediterranean Sea and, you know, passing through Libya to go through water so that they can go to Spain. So we have a lot of debt, you know, people passing by the Mediterranean Sea. And that is really, really bad. Because people cannot even venture to go to the embassy. Because they know that if they go to the embassy, they will not make it.
Yeah, where do you have to... Where, is there a U.S. embassy in Sierra Leone?
Yeah, we have an embassy.
Okay.
Sierra Leone. We have an embassy.
just, I mean, it's terrible. They do this all over the place to people where, and it's not just people looking for visas, it's also people looking to permanently, you know, travel to the United States, to immigrate here permanently. They'll take hundreds of dollars in application fees and then just tell the person, sorry, and then they keep all the money. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, right here, toll free, 855-453. That's our toll free number. And we've got open lines for you. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and you better not expect the government's going to make it any better, because they're the ones who caused the problem in the first place. Well, there is a free market healthcare company, or at least as free market as you could be. They are HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you proactive health assessments daily if you'd like. No charge 24-hour access to doctors. And those doctors include traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture as well as massage. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You can also get a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Once again, that's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we go to Ian, he's in China. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ian, on via Skype. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention something I found here in China. Trying to explain freedom to somebody who's never had it is a challenge.
Mm. Well, Harry, I believe it was Harriet Tubman who's famous for saying, I freed 1,000 slaves, but I would have freed 1,000 more had they only known that they were slaves.
Yes.
That is so true. I've been married for 9 years to my sweetheart, and sometimes we sit down and have these long talks, and she doesn't have a handle on freedom. Now, we're moving to Idaho in May.
Oh, wow.
So a couple years ago, they passed that carry what you want, shoot what you want gun law, too.
Hmm. Okay.
They're a right to carry, right to own. And we did a study. Actually, I had my students do it for me. And one of the states with the least amount of government regulation was Idaho.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go, and I'm going to have to let my wife experience freedom to know what it is. It's tough, even among third and fourth year university students, you know, smart kids. You get them throwing around the idea of freedom, and it's lost in the wind.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, you sent a text on Skype saying, you know, how do you explain freedom to someone who's never been free? And I mean, ultimately, none of us have really ever been truly free.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Because we do have coercive governments around telling us what to do and extracting obedience and money from us. But many of us have had more experience with freedoms, different types of freedoms, than others around the world. So China, for instance, is significantly less free than the United States.
I think what helps is I've lived in India. I've lived in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Estonia and in China. And I lived in Australia for 5 years, where I found very little freedom, by the way. I found more freedom in Kenya than Australia.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The Kenyan government, their laws are almost, they're too simple. They're so simplified that you can twist them any way. In Australia, they're not simple, mate. Mm-hmm. If the government says blah, blah, you're wrong. Period.
Now, tell me about Estonia. When did you live there?
I lived in Estonia. That would have been in 2006.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Estonia was just entering the European Union. Their economy had been totally wrecked by the EU. At that time, 48% of Estonians... 48% of an Estonian's income went to groceries.
Wow.
And since joining the EU, their birth out of wedlock rate quintupled. The quality of medical care dropped, yet these poor 500,000 Estonians living with 500,000 Russians are walking around chanting, "We're in the EU. That's so terrific. Now we have leaders, we don't even know their faces, but they can have us killed."
You'd think they would have learned their lesson with the Soviet Union.
You would have.
Not.
They dumped the Kremlin for the hog.
Right. Well, you know, you do bring up an interesting question of how do you explain to someone who is not free what freedom is? I mean, we all have some concept of it. And I think that's because we happen to be born in the United States, where there is some semblance of freedom in comparison to other states.
Right, but even trying to explain freedom to people born and raised in the U.S.,
it's hard to
say,
do.
Things could be better. Oh, well, you should just leave and go find somewhere else that fits what you want.
I was talking to a young American who's here teaching English for a year, and I was explaining to him, as we got on the internet, why we have no Google, why yesterday they took away Yahoo, why we have no Twitter, no Facebook, why all these taken away. And now the owner of the last VPN in China has been arrested on charges of treason and is facing the death penalty.
That is horrifying. Good luck getting out of there, Ian. Thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the question.
Soon, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate the question. It is an interesting question. I guess I would approach it from, you know, asking somebody, has there ever been anything you wanted to do that the government told you you couldn't or that you know is illegal? Has there ever been something that you wanted to do that is prohibited, basically?
Open up a lemonade stand.
Right. It can be simple like that. Have you ever
sell raw milk to my neighbor?
Right.
Buy raw milk in another state and then bring it here. And I don't drink raw milk, but these are things that are illegal in a lot of places.
Right.
It's a federal law to take raw milk across state lines.
Oh, yeah, they'll come after you. Have you ever wanted to start your own business without asking someone's permission? Does it upset you that you have to jump through hoops in order to do the things that you want to do? So let's say the thing you want to do is legal, but you still have to jump through hoops. Is it bothersome to you that you have to jump through those hoops, or do you feel good about it? Because if you feel good about it, then you don't want to be free, you know?
Right.
Or if the answer to, is there ever something you've wanted to do that has been illegal, and if the answer is no, then you don't want to be free, right? You haven't gotten to the point in your life where you've realized how oppressed that you are yet. And so I think that you could probably at least ask people questions, and I'm sure there are better ones than that. I just came up with those off the top of my head. But you could probably ask some real basic questions of people just to kind of feel them out and see where they're at in their life. Because there are plenty of people who don't care about freedom,
right?
It's just not important to them. What's important to them is that they get television to watch, they get, you know, a family's mouths to feed, they got work to go to in the morning, and, you know, they want to watch, you know, something on television at night. I mean, that's what's important. And that's okay. Not everybody has to have the same values. It's okay that not everybody wants to be free. Some people want to be controlled. Some people want to be told what to do. I know to us that seems, as liberty-minded people, that seems anathema, because at our core, I think we've always wanted to be free. I can't speak for everybody, but I don't know if that's true for you, Daryl, but
yeah.
I've always, I mean, from when I was in elementary school, I can remember not feeling free and wanting to not be told what to do. But there are some people who want to be told what to do, because there's all kinds of people out there in the world. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. You can also get interactive on the website at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find there. Like the front page of the website where you can create the content. It's a Reddit-based front page, so it's free to use, but you do need to have a free Reddit account. It's easy to link your Reddit account with the freetalklive.com account, and then you can just start submitting content right there to the front page of the website. Other listeners can then vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. You can go and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. But, of course, it's not free to run a website. It costs money, so one of the ways that you can help contribute toward that is by doing your online shopping through this link. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. That takes you to a page on our site with links to Amazon. There's a link to Walmart, but most people go to the Amazon links. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon you're used to, the same shopping experience, the same prices. Everything is the same. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets cut of the sale. So that's one great way that you can help us continue to bring you Free Talk Live and all the great website features that we have for free, which include archives that go back for a decade plus. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. And when you're ready to buy something online, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts here, if we get a chance, more about the Brexit situation in moments. But first, it's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, did you know that Albuquerque police, we actually have a solar-powered surveillance cameras on wheels? So, I mean, talk about a green city. I mean, we went out all the way.
Talk about a police state. You're talking about police surveillance cameras?
Yeah, and then they have wheels on it. There's four of them. You know those, like, cameras at Walmart, the black round ones? So it's about, like, 18 feet high. There's four of them, and then we have four solar panels, and it's got wheels
on
it.
Hold on, wait. So this thing is 18 feet high?
You know, I think it might have been maybe 10 feet high. Not that high. About 10 feet high.
So is it like just like a, what is it like, is it like a, have you seen it? Or did you just hear that they exist?
So I seen it. I was walking by the street, and I looked at it, and I was like, what is that? I said, you know, but it was a surveillance camera with wheels on the bottom, and it had APD printed on it, you know, and it had solar panels. So, you know, we like solar-powered green energy out here. The city does, you know.
You so like solar-powered police state is what you like out there in Albuquerque.
Well,
you do realize that this is increasing the government surveillance, which is not a good thing.
Well, it was in front of one of the store across from the shopping mall. But we need to do something because look at our crime rate. You know, we get like two cars stolen every 3 hours. We're number one for auto theft.
This thing also does not appear to be new. I'm looking at an article from 2014 about this, and apparently it holds the four cameras 30 feet high.
Oh, my God.
Well, I thought it was 18 feet, but I guess it's 30 feet high, you know, when I was walking by. You know, I thought it was like 20 feet. But why would they have it on Manal Boulevard across from the shopping mall? I don't know why they had it, unless they have theft or maybe
they're I don't know anything
lot.
About the layout of Albuquerque, so I could not tell you why they have it where they have. And you throwing out street names just sort of confuses me.
So I found an article here, KRQE News 13, where 2016 headline, APD using mobile surveillance cameras to crack down on summer crime. They do have a few shots of this device. And yeah, okay, so I am seeing here what this thing looks like. So it basically has sort of like the base. If you've ever driven, you know, as you're driving and you see, like, mobile construction areas
right.
where they have those, like, if it's at nighttime, they have lights that are on a large sort of base that is obviously
yes.
the, sort of a power generator or whatever. There's a large base like that to this, and then a pole that rises up in the air that has four cameras pointing presumably in different directions.
With floodlights.
Oh, I didn't notice the floodlights.
And the solar panels. Don't forget that. Wasn't it solar panel? The one that I see has solar panel. It's powered by.
Yeah, I do see solar panels on this. I'm creeped out by this, Sarah. This is something that is, you know, it's bad news in my book because the police are going to be using this to go after, in some cases, nonviolent, peaceful people. They see somebody smoking a joint on the camera, they're probably going to go arrest them.
Well, you know, I know why they had it now, because it's a parking lot from the Coronado Mall. It's the mall, and that's where all the cars are getting stolen, and that's exactly why they had it over there, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, if the police were only going after real criminals, I wouldn't be so concerned about all the surveillance that they want to do. Like, if all the police ever did was go after murderers and car thieves and, you know, other violent people, it would be hard to object to
right.
some of this stuff. But because they constantly go after people who run through a stop sign or
have an open container,
right.
smoke something they're not supposed to smoke, sell something on the
right.
street corner they're not supposed to sell.
That makes them an occupying force. They're dangerous to our freedom, and these sorts of things need to be opposed, which is why I love the Red Light Robin Hood guy out of New York, the dude who like vandalized a bunch of the red light cameras down there. That guy's awesome. He's a hero. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I wonder what's going on in his case. I haven't gotten an update on him recently. I know that he was facing multiple criminal charges because they found out who he was. And, yeah, not good.
Yeah, he was, when I spoke with him, I believe it was in September, he had mentioned...
Oh, you actually met him?
Yeah, he was...
Oh, you went to the New York
thing.
He was
on Free Talk Live.
We had him on the show? Was I on that episode?
No, it was the episode that I recorded in New York.
Okay, okay.
And he was saying like he was going to challenge jurisdiction and a lot of the weird legal theory stuff.
Interesting.
And I do not know what happened with that. I'll see if I can pull something up.
Apparently he launched a state Senate campaign last year.
And he lost horribly.
That's too bad. Well, it's New York. They don't want to be free. We're talking, right. Talking about people who don't want to be free. That's one of them. Oh, here's an update. February 8th this year, Suffolk's red light Robin Hood pled guilty. So much.
Oh,
for,
that's a shame.
Yes, so much for fighting the man. They don't actually give you the full story on Newsday.com, and I haven't taken the time to look for it, but the first two paragraphs say Centratech... or Centerreach real estate salesman who fashioned himself into Suffolk County's red light Robin Hood pleaded guilty Wednesday to a felony charge of criminal mischief in Riverhead. Stephen Ruth Jr., age 44, has always cheerfully acknowledged that he cut wires in red light cameras the night of April 9th, 2016, in 17 locations so that they wouldn't work. We'll see if we can find more about the story. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue.
Story from longisland.com mentions, you know, the cost of the damage from him cutting the wires is believed to be about $85,000. The court will decide at a hearing how much the defendant will be legally obligated to pay back.
Damn. All right, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll see if we can dig up more about what's happened with the Red Light Robin Hood case. So we'll do that coming up here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. 855-450-FREE, Skype username LRN.FM. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art.
See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you. If you call in right now, we might be able to get you in here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this program, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You just go there and get signed up for the AMP program with any major credit card, PayPal, and Bitcoin. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and that helps us out because it helps us be able to effectively market this show to new radio stations, to have Daryl and I continually putting Free Talk Live out there, having program directors sample the show all around the country, and then, you know, pitching it to them when they need programming. And every now and then, they need something new. And we've been here now in syndication for more than a decade, so we're no longer the new kids on the block here, so to speak. In fact, Free Talk Live at this point is the longest-running syndicated show in our day part, which is radio industry speak for 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time when we are live 7 nights a week. So if you like what we're doing here and you support the ideas of freedom and you want us to get on more radio stations, then please join the AMP program. And it also helps us with LRN.FM, which is our internet network that also helps us reach out to people all around the globe via satellite channels, which you can hear over a good portion of Africa, Central America, and North America. So go to learn more at the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there and get all the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. I did find a story about the red light Robin Hood that is not behind a paywall, so I'm bookmarking that. We might talk about it at a later date because we've got your calls and thoughts to go to here. Let's start with Charlie. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie. Charlie? Charlie in Arizona. Going once. Charlie in Arizona. Going twice.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
In the last moment. Go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a freedom update from our neck of the woods.
All right.
Just the past few days, they passed a city ordinance in Needles, California, stating that you had to obtain a permit from the city to put on a garage sale.
Oh, now, man.
Yeah, but it's free to get the permit, but they regulate, I think the maximum number is you can only have a two families doing the sale.
What?
And I believe they both have to get a permit. The second
what's the but before you tell the second part, what's the penalty if you don't get the permit to have
a yard
sale?
That was going to be in the air, and that's very disturbing. $100 to $1,000 and 6 months in jail.
Oh, okay. For failing to get a free permit.
Wait, did you say it was free? I missed that detail.
He said the permit's free, but they require you to have one. That's why I asked what the penalty was.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like I said, $100 is the minimum, up to $1,000 and 6 months.
And they'll only allow two families to have the same sale together?
Well, my understanding is they both have to have the permits, but that's the maximum number.
So you can't have, like, a neighborhood yard sale.
Yeah.
Those
and
are the best.
The thing that's very disturbing to me, I mean, yeah, signage and stuff is a problem. People leave those up. But that's covered by littering.
That's covered by littering, sure.
Yeah, but the thing that's really disturbing to me is you are subject to inspection by the police.
You've got to be kidding me. What are they inspecting for besides the permit?
whatever they want to give you a hard time about.
We've
got to
make sure that you're not selling anything illegal here.
So do they limit...
Like lemonade. Do they? Well, if you've got a permit, I guess that's okay.
I don't know. You have to check the ordinance there, Daryl. Don't jump to conclusions.
Do they limit how many yard sales you can have in a year? Because I know that some places...
Lots of places do.
They'll not say you've got to get a permit for every yard sale. They just limit how many you can have.
I haven't really researched it too much. Thank God I have
a big moat
between me and them.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. It's called the Colorado River.
Okay. So you're not actually in the town in which the permit...
Oh, no. It's I'm on the Arizona side, thank God.
Okay. But, so you're talking about Needles, California. Okay.
There's not a bit called Next Door. And I did look into that, but the city of Los Gatos in California, and I believe with El Marino as... It's not required, but anybody with security cameras is encouraged to register them with the police department with a bunch of questions, and they want you to have some of your cameras pointed at the street and the backyard and the side yard, and it's going to be tied in with the Los Gatos police department.
Well, at the very least, they'll know that they exist, so if they need to pull the footage, they could come after you. So if somebody gets mugged out of the front of your house, then they would know that the camera's there. I can understand the reason why for that particular... And it's just a request. It's not a requirement, right?
Right.
That's true. Yeah, they could change that.
Who knows what will happen in the future. But the thing is, they're selling it as a... go to the Next Door... their website. It was started in San Francisco, but it's very, very intrusive. You know, they want to know
I'm looking at the application right now.
For the garage sales or the cameras?
For the
yard sale.
They want your name, your address, your telephone number, the dates of the yard sale, the hours. And the location, if different from where you live.
So you have to give them the hours. So does that mean if an early bird shows up, you have to turn them down?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Charlie. I appreciate hearing from you. It's terrible.
And then they've got two pages of definitions.
Oh, God.
Among them, no yard sale shall exceed 3 days duration. consecutive.
Uh-huh.
No more than three, no fee licenses shall be issued to any person or premise in a fiscal year. So they are limiting.
Yep.
Merchandise sold shall be the personal property of the applicant making application for the no fee license. Merchandise shall not be purchased by any person elsewhere with the intent of reselling at a profit at his or her yard sale. So you can't go to a thrift store, find some really good deals, and then sell that at your yard sale.
You can't even... that's one thing. I mean, I've never heard of anybody doing that. But what you can't do is have a cooler full of sodas during the yard sale that you want to sell to people because it's hot out there. It's Needles, California.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not uncommon.
You can't sell bottled water.
Right. It's not uncommon. I grew up going to yard sales. My mom runs a thrift shop, and she would go out on Friday and Saturday and go to yard sales. We'd start out in the early morning. I'd go with her when I was a kid. And so, I mean, I've been to my share of yard sales, and it's not uncommon to have somebody sitting there, usually like a kid, you know, the son or daughter of whoever it is that's having the yard sale. They're sitting there, and they've got some snacks or sodas and drinks that they're selling for a quarter or whatever it is. That would be forbidden under these rules.
Yes. Let's look at signage. No sign advertising a yard sale shall be allowed outside a 500-foot radius of the location.
But what?
No
500
sign,
feet?
No sign shall be erected advertising a yard sale earlier than 3 days prior to the effective date of license and shall be removed within 24 hours after the expiration of the license.
500 feet? If you are inside a neighborhood, you will not have any way of actually advertising that there's a yard sale going on.
Up to a maximum of 4 temporary yard sale, garage sale, patio sale, estate sale, or other similar signs will be allowed on site of the yard sale.
Like you need a sign on the site of the yard sale.
However, all signs on site shall not exceed a combined total of 16 square feet.
I don't think that the people who wrote this ordinance have ever had a garage sale.
No sign shall be affixed to any street sign, highway sign, utility pole, or other public structure.
So you basically can't advertise the fact that you have the yard sale unless you're using some sort of, you know, newspaper or online method.
Correct. And then the third page is blank on the PDF here, even though there is a third page, but it's blank.
Well, they might want to add some more rules later on down the line.
Possibly. And it makes it
ridiculous.
Sound like the license is only required if you have 2 or more person yard sales. So if it's just you but nobody else in the house, so it's not even like 2 households, just 2 people.
You know, you could say California, but it's probably like that pretty much everywhere. They probably lifted that from boilerplate from all kinds of other communities all across the country. It's sick. So much for freedom to even sell your own stuff. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.